What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Well, here with us to share their story this morning, it is Becca and Dennis Amaral. Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hi. How's it going?
Thanks for coming. And you brought Wyatt with you.
Yep.
Yes.
What a cutie. How old is Wyatt?
He is 9 months.
9 months old, Wyatt. And you guys, as parents, we're all, other than Courtney, we're all parents here. I can't imagine what it's like when you find out that your son, who is how old is Wyatt?
Nine months.
Is gonna be fighting cancer.
It was definitely scary. I'd be a liar if I said we weren't prepared for it. But you just take it one day at a time, and you try to make the most out of every single moment you can. And he's doing great.
At 3 months old, something starts changing within him, and you guys, as parents, notice it. What was it? What led you to go to the doctors and ask the questions?
His head size had gone from 17th to 99th percentile in 2 weeks.
Holy cow.
Wow.
Well,
yeah.
And he started having problems with digesting, and he was regurgitating up every single bottle that we gave him. So we definitely thought something was wrong.
I think that's a really important thing, because that's something that, you know, as parents you deal with when babies are babies.
Yep.
And you have to be focused on that and focused on things that may seem normal or that other parents may be dealing with, but think about that and get it checked out, right? It's so important to do that.
Yeah, and we thought it was the stomach bug to begin with.
Yeah.
So we were like, oh, we'll just go to the South Shore Hospital and see what's going on. And then we just got rushed over to Children's, and everything just kind of kept going from there. And it was a lot being told at 7 in the morning after 20 hours of no sleep, just Wyatt crying all night because he couldn't be fed. And then... getting a diagnosis of the brain cancer and being forced up to med surge floor, and we were there for an hour because he just wasn't doing good.
Yeah,
his vitals started to tank, and he just blood pressure shot up, heart rate shot up, and it was scary. So we spent an hour there, and they swung us over to the ICU, and that was when the real fight began. He was intubated almost immediately. So it was very scary in a lot, but...
Hearing it, it's difficult. I can only imagine, because Greg and Courtney are right, you begin when you have a newborn, you have doctor's appointments all the time, two-week check-ins, all that, and then you're in an ICU and your beautiful son is fighting for his life. From the surgery until today, how have things progressed, and how has the Jimmy Fund helped and your guys? I assume they are treating you as much psychologically as they are treating your son medically.
Yeah, they're super helpful. We appreciate everything they do. We're up there once or twice every week, and he's doing good. He's been tumor-free since May.
Awesome.
And we have a scan within the next month to see if it stayed that way, but the chemo is definitely helping, and he's doing really good.
Oh, that's awesome. Is the hardest part, you know, I have three kids, but as a parent, when they're that young, they can't communicate, so you feel, like, helpless because you don't know what's wrong. Like, you know, you're saying, you know, baby's crying, you didn't know if it was a stomach ache, but they're not able to, you know, voice that. That has to be the hardest part going through, you know, the whole thing.
Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, you really have to, like, learn how he acts and
right.
how his emotions are. And every single cry, I'm sure all parents will say this, but there's different cries for different situations. So we're kind of good at picking up on that
right.
now. But But yeah, it definitely is hard. Right. There's no other way to put it.
For those that are driving to work or listening at home and thinking about giving, what has the experience been like for you when it comes to this totally unique place, this unique city that we live in, and this these unique hospitals that we get to take advantage of?
It's definitely nice. What's actually funny is I'm an EMR, so I used to work around here on an ambulance. So I've been to a majority of these hospitals, and I can't say anything better about them. They're amazing. But specifically with the Jimmy Fund and everyone else in the city, it has been a real blessing to just have all this help and resources at our fingertips. I just couldn't imagine a better place to be, especially for the situation that we find ourselves in.
Becca, just as a mom, you're dealing with a million emotions as a new mom, and, you know, how have you survived this?
It's been very insane, very scary, but I want to say, like, the biggest peace of mind has just been, like, that he's okay and that, you know, he's acting perfectly fine. He's very unfazed by all of this.
He's so well behaved.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, he is.
You talk about your child going through chemo in the first year of his life. You see adults going through chemo and they are bedridden. For an infant, how was he able to go through that? As parents, how were you able to help him through that?
It's difficult. You guys were talking about earlier, just knowing, like, what he needs when he needs it. But he's doing all the normal baby things when he's supposed to be, and he's very unfazed by a lot of this, which is just the best.
A strong little man.
Well, yeah, strong, absolute stud.
Look at him.
Well, we thank you guys for sharing your story, and we're going to be thinking about you and thinking about Wyatt, and we appreciate you guys coming here today and telling us a little bit about what you're going through.
No, thank you for having us.
I mean, how many people can say when they grow up that they kick cancer's ass before they turn one?
Yeah. Not many. Not many.
And sat across from Chris Curtis with better hair.
I mean, that is a badass scar on his head.
And yeah.
What an unbelievably well-behaved young man.
Yeah.
Guys, thank you.
Yeah, God bless.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
All right. We are at Fenway Park, and it is day number 2 of the 23rd annual WEEI NESN Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. 2,806,927 is incredibly what you have given so far. You can call 877-738-1234 to give and to help families like the Amarals. You can also text to give any amount when you text KCANCER to 56512. Coming up, we're going to be joined by a candidate for mayor here in our city of Boston, Josh Kraft. But I think right now we can get to some of this morning's news with Courtney.
I'm sorry, are we doing news right now?
We were going to. Okay. That is what I said earlier at the start of the show, but I could, we could, would you rather trend now?
Nope, Sean? My apologies. I did not hear you say that earlier, so I did not have a news open ready, but here we are.
Okay, well, Jackson would have had it ready.
You're right.
I mean,
let him slide in.
It's time for...
Is that right? Is Sydney Sweeney? She's a registered Republican? Oh, now I love her ass.
The news.
If Sydney Sweeney is a registered Republican, I think her ad is fantastic. Okay.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
Under Colonel Jeffrey Noble's direction.
The news is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health, with 6 locations across New England. Learn more at northeastmenshealth.com.
I'm glad you told me that.
On WEEI.
Well, because of Hurricane Erin, and I don't want to step on Curtis's toes, he's the weather guy here, but Hurricane Erin is sending some dangerous waves towards the East Coast.
Oh, yeah. I saw on the social medias a rescue yesterday in Ogunquit, Maine.
Yes, yeah. There's been a rescue in Ogunquit, but
did you see that video by any chance?
Insane.
there were
but Wiggy famously didn't save.
No, he didn't.
Wiggy
didn't jump in. But there were kids, young kids, out on boogie boards
yes.
or whatever, and couldn't get back because of the waves, and they went out and grabbed them. Unbelievable.
Well, they're saying it's the rip current right okay. now, which you're never supposed to fight. If you're ever caught in one, you let it take you. You'll get out of the rip current, and then you can swim back to shore. The craziest thing, though, 144 people have had to be rescued in the last 6 days
Jeez.
In Hampton Beach.
Oh, God, yeah.
So you have to be cautious as you're getting in the water right now. Here's one surfer, Brody Bursford, on BZ.
I mean, I was surfing out there. The surf wasn't very good, but the water was kind of warm, but you could see the rip currents in some of the spots. You could see, like, the difference in the water, and it was, like, that could be dangerous.
Dangerous, brah.
Yeah.
Brody, I feel like, has to be a surfer.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Definitely.
Surfer, bro.
Yeah.
That's why I never get why.
Got some gnar.
Why people go out, like, you know, walk into the water in the shore yeah. and then get to their waist.
I know. You don't go any farther
no,
than we
and
know.
Then they
we
keep
know.
Going and going
yes,
and going.
They like swimming
yeah.
in the ocean.
Yeah, but there's a difference of swimming
I know
in
you're terrified of
no.
the ocean.
No. I'd rather swim in the middle of the ocean on a boat where there's no rip currents rather than the shore where it's over your head and it's going
to. We have to get out there. Not everybody has access to a boat. I mean,
guess what? Swim in a pool.
It gets it's very dangerous to jump yeah. off a boat as well. I mean, yeah. rip currents are rare. They're not going to get you every time you walk out.
No, but the rip current is in that shoreline right
yes.
when you
yes.
start to get over
yeah.
your head.
Yeah. Yes.
So if you're on a boat in the middle of the ocean, you jump in, you ain't got to worry about a rip current.
Right.
But
you worry about sharks.
Boogie yeah. boarding's fun. Have you ever yeah. gone boogie
right.
boarding?
Yeah, yeah no,
you
I'm
catch
good.
A wave, boom.
Throw, Wiggy, throw caution to the wind. Go in the
nope.
water.
Nope.
All right.
Well, Tiago Rentz, a Harvard medical student, was trying to enjoy his movie at the Boston Common AMC Theater with a friend last Wednesday when he complained about a group of rowdy teenagers that were
making noise?
Yes,
or,
disrupting
okay.
the movie, all being right. loud, talking, right. yelling during the movie. Well,
were they on bikes and dirt bikes or no?
Not inside the theater.
Not inside the theater.
Okay.
All right.
But when he was leaving, he said he was jumped and attacked by this group of teens, punching
excellent.
And hitting him in the lobby
excellent.
For multiple minutes.
I see.
Here's Tiago on BZ.
A group of 8 guys and 2 girls, they started making noise, clapping, screaming, disturbing all the people. And I asked them to be quiet. I asked them for respect. And they just ignored me, and they started hitting me, and they were punching me for 2 or 3 minutes.
I feel like it's like complete lawlessness. Like all over the country, but certainly here more than it has been.
Teens are terrifying right
yes,
now.
Yes.
I feel like if James just stands upright and looks at someone in the eye, he'll be a CEO considering yes. the competition. yes. Well, they'll all be working for Wyatt. But.
Yes.
Yeah. Jasveen Sangha, better known as the Ketamine Queen, she pled guilty in the Matthew Perry case yesterday. So 5 people were arrested last year in connection to Perry's death in 2023. She was accused of selling the drugs that led to Perry's overdose. She pled guilty to 5 criminal counts, 1 for maintaining a drug-related premises, 3 for ketamine distribution, and 1 for distribution of ketamine resulting in the death or serious bodily injury of someone.
There were also doctors
yes.
that were over-prescribing him.
Correct.
Right? Am I
yes.
right about
those
that?
Those were the other people that were arrested last year.
Yeah.
There were 5 in total. But in exchange for admitting guilt, prosecutors agreed to drop 3 additional ketamine charges. She could face up to 45 years in jail now,
yeah.
which she should. If she's
yeah.
if she was selling ketamine, vials and vials and vials of ketamine to Matthew Perry, and that's what
yeah.
ended up killing him.
I go back to the way everybody just said he had been clean. Like, why did they say that? Like,
probably because he was telling them. That,
right.
I mean, he wrote a book
He
about
was found
it.
In a hot tub, unresponsive,
yeah.
a guy that had been abusing drugs the majority of his life. Odds are he didn't just forget to swim. And where
yeah.
you say this to so many people that are fighting addiction, and then you find out that he was in the middle of this
yeah.
awful, you know, spiral.
Yeah.
Well, we have some affiliate news today. Today, we'll go to Rhode Island, Greg.
Yeah.
Body cam footage has been released of Rhode Island Special Assistant Attorney General Devin Flanagan and her friend being arrested in Newport on Thursday night.
Have you seen this?
I have.
It is fantastic. So she's a special hello to our Rhode Island affiliate, everybody listening in Providence on our Rhode Island radio station. And She's a special attorney general. I don't know what that means. She probably doesn't either. But they were creating a ruckus at a place in Newport.
Yep.
And they wanted them to be removed.
Correct.
And they are refusing to go because of who they are.
Correct.
Do we have the body cam audio?
Yeah, this is the body cam footage, the audio of it. If you're watching on Twitch or YouTube, Mitch has the video to go along with it outside of Clark Cookhouse where this all went down.
You guys just want to know, do you want them trespassed?
Anything we can do. Yeah. Trespass, yeah. I just need
trespass, get him out.
Please.
I know that your protocol is...
So you're trespassed, so we got to leave now. Unless you want to be an animal.
We're not trespassing. You haven't notified us that we're trespassing. You're number one.
What did I just say to you?
She's a f***ing lawyer, so she knows. I'm an AG. I'm an AG.
Good for you. Oh. I don't give a f***. Let's go. We're going.
She's
right, let's
an
go.
AG.
You're not.
She's not being arrested.
Let's go.
I'm not being arrested.
Do you have any weapons on you?
No. I'm an AG.
Her badge is in the car. You want to get a badge?
Let me tell you something.
Are you under arrest right now? No.
You're putting me in handcuffs and you're Mirandizing. You're not Mirandizing me. Buddy, you're going to regret this.
Yeah.
You're going to regret it. I'm an AG.
Wow. Oh my God.
No.
These poor guys. We don't thank police officers enough.
No.
Like, all they had to do was leave.
Sit.
Go to another bar.
Yeah. There's plenty around. My God,
there's enough in Newport.
It's the privilege, though. They think they have the privilege.
I'm
an AG.
You're not Mirandizing me. Like, lady, just move on.
I'm an AG.
The video, what these guys had to deal with, and hello to the Newport Police Department. In fact, they came and saw us when we did the roadshow down there.
So nice.
Great bunch of guys and gals down there. But they have got to put up with somebody who's trying to threaten them when they were trying not to arrest them. The second woman, her friend, they're forcing her in the back of the car because she won't go. She's got her feet. She's lying down on the back seat of the cruiser, banging her, kicking her feet off the door. Enough.
You're not Mirandizing me.
And when they first showed up, she asks them to turn the body cam off.
Right, right.
She says, I'm asking you to do it, so you have to. They're like, lady, sit down.
God, they don't get paid enough.
No.
On the same subject, did you see the person that was trying to get the woman to leave the bookstore that went viral?
No.
There's this bookstore that closes at 9.
Yeah.
This woman's like, I'm not leaving. It's my property, too. And they're like, it's private property. And she's like,
Was it Jackson? I mean, he calls the police if the place isn't open during their open hours on the website.
So I was just shocked there was a bookstore that actually still existed. Yeah,
I blame all those law shows because everybody thinks they're a lawyer. You're not Mirandizing me.
All right. Courtney, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And that is today's news. Speaking of Courtney, here she is with what is trending.
This morning at 9, former Bruin Andrew Razor Raycroft joins the Greg Hill Show. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Red Sox dropped their first to the Orioles 6-3. Dustin May went 6 innings, giving up 2 runs on 8 hits while striking out 5. Alex Cora credited Orioles pitcher Trevor Rauger on last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
I mean, he's amazing. I mean, look at the numbers, what he's done throughout the season. We saw him early.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
So tonight, the command of the fastball, both of them, elite. The changeup is a real good one. I mean, he's doing that to everybody. We saw him last year pitch well against us, too. He's pitched well against us throughout his career, but what he's doing now is, you know, what they traded for, right? And he's one of the best pitchers in the big leagues.
Well, you deserve a car that thrills you, and Nissan's got an exciting full line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your local Nissan store, nissanusa.com, today. The Sox did get an acquisition done yesterday, signing first baseman Nathaniel Lowe. He ended up pinch hitting and walking in the ninth of the loss. They've got another one with the Orioles tonight, 7:10 first pitch with Walker Buehler getting the start. Brooksy will join Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. In the Pats, we're back at Gillette for practice yesterday, and Drake May was picked off twice by Robert Spillane. The first came during 7-on-7, while the second, 11-on-11s. And that was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Fresh blueberries are now on sale at Shaw's and Star Market. Today, pick up blueberries by the pint for $1.97 each when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to 2 per customer. When you shop with the Shaw's app, you get amazing deals and earn points on every purchase. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network.
Thank you, Courtney. A candidate for mayor in our city, Josh Kraft, will join us next on day number 2 of the 23rd annual WEEI NESN Jimmy Fund Radiothon from Fenway Park.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.